wonder if we would really pay attention to what our brethren have said. Wonderful indeed. If we go back to David, the thought with David, and linking it up with what our brethren have said, are our eyes on David? And if allow me, brethren, so much so that we realize that this is the one, and now speaking of Christ, the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. This is the thought. We're not Israel today. I want to make that clear. This is the assembly, the church. And we are not the church, but the church is universal. This is what the Lord Jesus came to do. The question was asked him, is this the time that you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel before his ascension? And the Lord says, there's a time for that. It's in the Father's hand. But what was not on the prophetic clock, as it were, or seen, was the assembly. And the Lord Jesus came, not only for Israel, but for this wonderful thing that God had in mystery. And this is why we can take up these thoughts in Ephesians 5, and also in Revelation, and in Titus. And learn and gain and benefit from his first coming. Because the Lord Jesus came to bring a company out of Israel and bring them together, as we have in John 10 and other thoughts, together with those who would come out of the nations. And we have the thought, something new, one new man. Wonderful thought. And this is what the Lord Jesus has done. This is the effect on us as to his coming and his presence. Where's the Lord Jesus today? A glorified man at the right hand. But also he's here in our midst. And we're enjoying him today in our midst. And what is his encouragement to us? Be imitators of God. Walk in love. And as our brother John has said, I don't have to repeat, as to what should flow out of our mouth and what should characterize us in this present day as we wait for his coming. And our exercise as to his appearing.
It seems to me that the truth of the coming of the Lord Jesus should affect us presently and practically and personally. I think if you look in Titus, it shows that the effect was southward, soberly, in verse 12, and righteously mannered and godly, godward. It gives new hope. It gives new prospect. So this wonderful truth of the coming of the Lord Jesus should have a practical and personal and present. And as we were looking at those this morning, I was thinking how in the circumstances in which they were living, the world in which they were living in that present day, how this truth affected them. And I wonder what should be the effect for our day in which we live.